Dumelang, dumelang, tobela Ria Locha. Dumelang, tobela Ria Locha. Ria Locha, dumelang. Greetings, greetings, greetings. That's the name of the saying. It's just saying, greetings, greetings. We have entered. We are entering. I have just entered now in the studio. We are saying, dumelang, dumelang. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What a beautiful evening. What a beautiful day. We thank God for what God is doing into our life. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. It is a second phase or a second segment of the show. The time is exactly 4:01 CAT Central African Time. The name of the show is called Strings, Heels and Talk. Strings, Heels and Talk. Mino Uabulela. Mino Uabulela. Enjoy the song.
Thank you.
Saruna, Siemo Saruna, let's continue dancing, saying Siemo Saruna is a song by Lucas Maloma featured Fako Mama Bolo. The song is saying Siemo Saruna about our situation. He said our situation. Now, first time I give you the song that was saying, Awelele, Awelele, we are entering. That was the name of the song, and the artist is Lucas Maloma on his album Praise Revival. Now, the song that is playing now is called Siemo Saruna. Remember, you are listening to Strings, Heels and Talk with Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm hosting, I'm standing in for Kokecho Mkanzu. Kokecho, where are you, sir? Where are you? Check here, we are dancing. Siemo Saruna. Look, check, check, check. Tina. It is very hot. It is very hot here. We are saying string heels and talk. Strings, heels and talk. Siemo Saruna. Ari, dance, dance, dance. You can dance wherever you are. You can join me to dance. Siemo Saruna. That's the name of the song. It's saying, let's go for what? Our situation will never be like that. It will change. Your situation will change this afternoon. Time. Your situation will change. Time is exactly 16:08 CAT, Central African Time. I just want to welcome you, whoever we've just tuned in now. I welcome you this afternoon. Strings, Heels and Talk. I welcome you and I thank you. Those who are birthday today, I want to say to you, happy birthday to you. What a beautiful Saturday. Kokecho, look, Kokecho, I don't know, are you seeing what I'm doing now? Kokecho, it's awesome, it's very hot here, we are saying Siemo Saruna. I'm dancing, I'm just going forward and backwards. I'm dancing, I'm dancing, I'm dancing. Kokecho, Kokecho, Kokecho.
Can we do that? Let's go. One, two, one.
You know, music can heal you. Music can remove the stress. It's very important to play the music, but it depends on what type of music are you listening. Now, it depends. It's not each and every music that can restore your soul. It's not each and every music that can talk to you.
When the enemy comes in at the flood, the spirit of the Lord, hey!
That is Lucas Maloma featuring Sefako Mamabolo. They were saying Siemo Saruna. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Wherever you are, I welcome you officially. It is our second leg of our show. It's a second segment of our show where we sing Strings, Heels and Talk. Strings, Heels and Talk. If you want to interact with us, you can do so by WhatsApping us. You can just say +2783-289-4658. +2783-289-4658. What a beautiful day. Or if you are international, you can also say 002783-284658. If you are in South Africa, you just say 083-284658. You can chat to us. What you can do is you can send us voice note. You can even call us. You can even SMS us. Or you can even WhatsApp us. Everything that you want to know. Or you can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. We are saying Tabaholo. Tabaholo. Just enjoy this song. It's saying Tabaholo. By Haurelo Kekana. Enjoy the song. That is Haurelo Kekana. She was saying Tabaholo. In other words, she was saying a big mountain. So it doesn't matter what's happening. Maybe you are facing a certain mountain and it is very difficult for you. But let me tell you, nothing is impossible with God. Everything is possible. Nothing is impossible with God. Everything is possible. So you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. You are still listening to Strings, Heels and Talk with Kokecho Mukanzi. I'm just standing in for this young man, Kokecho Mukanzi Mwabelo. He called himself KK Mwabelo, Kokecho Mukanzi. Now, I'm standing in for him this wonderful Saturday, and the time is exactly 4:16. Those who are birthday today, I want to say to you, happy birthday to you, and may God continue to add more days and more years to your calendar. So, we are going to read our scripture reading in the book of Samuel, chapter number 16. Samuel chapter number 16, which is verse Samuel chapter 16, verse, we're going to start from verse number 1. Now remember, you're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. You can WhatsApp us on the following number, +27832894658, if you are international. If you are in South Africa, you just say 08328-94658. If you are international as well, you can just say 00278328-94658. Or you can send us email radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. Or what you can do, you can go to Skype. On Skype, we are BTGM Radio. On Facebook, we are By the Grace Radio. You like our page and you can chat to us. You can interact with us via the messenger on Facebook. But you need to like our page first so that you can interact with us. Because if you don't like our page, you can't be able to interact with us, because you need to like our page so you can interact with us. Now, let's just say Bika Gujesu by Pastor Philly. Just enjoy this song. Bika Gujesu.
Another gun, Pastor
Bigger, 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 bigger.
Kogejo, where are you saying? You hear now we saying Bika Gujesu. Now, in other words, he's saying, Pastor Philly, he's just saying, God is listening. He's just waiting for you to call him. When you call him, he's able to listen to you. He's ready to hear you when you call him. When you speak to him, he is listening. That's why the Bible says, his ears, they are not closed. His eyes, they are not closed. Now he is able to see you. He is able to hear you when you call him. Because the Bible says, call me, I'm just near to you. He said, call me, I'm just near right there. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Those who have just joined now, I want to say to you, I welcome you and feel welcome as we sing Strings, Heals and Talk. Now the issue of music, the issue of strings, it depends. It's not every music that can talk to you. It's not every music that can heal you. It depends on what type of music are you listening. The music that you're listening, it will make a difference in your life. Now, many people, they listen many things. Many people, they listen different music. But that music, it does not make a difference. It depends on what type of music are you listening. Now, in the morning, some people, when they are in a stress environment, I know people when they are at work, when they work, they want to work listening to the music. Because the music makes them to continue with the production. Now, the music helps them to be like to do production. Now some people when they drive, they make sure they play a music. But it depends what type of music are you listening. There are different music. We have jazz, some people they like jazz. We have reggae, some people they like reggae. We have R&B, some people they love R&B. We have hip hop, some people they love hip hop. We have a gospel. Some people, they love gospel. But it depends what type of music are you listening. Now, are those people who just like noise? I mean, for them, it's not about the music that can restore or the music that can heal them. It's all about noise. Now, there are people into their car, in the boat. This is what we call a big speaker. Because they like what? They like that music, like when they come, you hear where somebody is coming. But when I tell you this afternoon, I want to say to you, what kind of music are you listening? What kind of music that make you feel well? Now we are going to read the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 16. As I told you, that's the scripture we are reading this afternoon. We're going to start from verse number 1. It says, the heading, it says, David, anointed king. David, anointed king. Now, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. I'm just standing in for Kokecho Mukanzi. You know, this guy, he's a comedian. He likes to do a comedy. This guy, he's a comedian. If he was here, he was going to tell you another something that deals with the comedian, because he's a comedian. I'm standing in for him. Unfortunately, I'm not going to do a comedy, because I don't know comedy. But I'm just standing in for him this afternoon, as we say, strings, heals, and talk. Now, the strings, it will heal you. That string, it will talk to you. Now, there are some strings when you listen, they will penetrate in your heart. You know, there are people, most of people, when they listen music, they are only interested in the drum. Like they are only interested in an instrument. That instrument, it makes them feel something. You know, I am a person, I sometimes listen to this man, he just passed away last week, by the name of Dr. Oliver Mtukudzi. You know, he's a Zimbabwean guy. He was singing in, what is that language? he was singing in that language. But I, to tell you the truth, I didn't hear what he was saying. But every time I was listening to that music, you know why? That string that he was playing there, when I'm listening to that, it was making me feel, I was enjoying what I was doing. That's why I'm saying it depends what type of music are you listening. Now, the time is exactly 4:27 CAT, Central African Time. Now, I just want you to listen to this song I want you to listen to this song. It's saying Jesus is able. It will make you to stand up. It will make you to put into on your deckies as we are going to dance. You know, just put on your deckies. We are going to dance. Jesus is able by Ada. Just enjoy this song that is saying he's able. You will hear when it starts. There's no other way. If you are in your car, they will see your head going like, you know, dancing with your head. But if you are around the people, they will be surprised why you're dancing. Because this song is saying Jesus is able. Just enjoy this song.
What can't you do, Jesus? Let's go! Name
Able, that is, I told you that is Ada. She's saying you are able. Now you're still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Strength, Healing and Talk, that's the name of the show. And I am not Kokecho Mkanzi, I am Pastor John Mamabula. I'm just standing in for this young man. Strength, Healing and Talk. The song was just saying you are able. I told you when this song starts, it doesn't matter where you are, they will see you just dancing. Now, let's continue. We're going to read in the book of 1 Samuel, as I've promised you. 1 Samuel, chapter number 16, verse number 1. I'm going to read it. Say, God addressed Samuel. So, how long are you going to mop over Saul? You know I have rejected him as king over Israel. Fill your flock with anointing oil and get going. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have spotted the very kind, the very king I want among his son. And I told you the heading is saying David, anointed king. David, anointed king. Now that's where we're reading. If you have just joined us now, we're reading in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse number 1. I'm just going to repeat it. If you have just joined us now, maybe you are driving, you can't read, because when you drive, you can't use the phone while you drive. So you can't text while you drive. You know, sometimes we text while we drive. When things happen, we're blaming devil. Now, there are things that we are doing, and after it, we're just blaming the devil. So you must not do something at the end of the day when it didn't go right, we start blaming the devil. That's why I'm saying, I'm going to repeat reading it for those who are driving. So you mustn't read as I read, because you will not concentrate on the road. We want us to arrive where you're going. As you're driving, I know as I speak now, maybe you are driving, you are driving 500 kilometers where you're going. And maybe you are still left with 300 kilometers of 250 kilometers. But I want to tell you, hang in there. What I know, as long as you are with us, as we're saying, Strength, Healing and Talk. I don't know what kind of music are you listening. But I want to tell you, let me continue reading. Okay, I'm going to repeat. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse number, it said, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you feel sorry for Saul? I have rejected him as king of Israel. Fill your horn with oil and go to Bethlehem. I'm sending you to Jesse, who lives in Bethlehem, because I have chosen one of his sons to be the new king. Alright. Now, when God had a conversation with Samuel, remember Samuel was a prophet of God, and Samuel was able to listen to God when God speaks to him. Now here, there was a conversation between God and the prophet Samuel. Now God is saying to Samuel, how long will you feel sorry for Saul? You know, many times Samuel, he was feeling sorry for Saul. But now God is saying to Samuel, Samuel, how long will you feel sorry for Saul? Because I have rejected him as the king of Israel. Now, I want to tell you this evening. You must not reach a point where God will reject you. Because if you are rejected by God, there's nothing that you are going to do. That's why people, they say, and it is true, it's written, if God closes, nobody will open. If God opens, nobody will close. If God is saying, you are going to be employed, indeed, you will be employed. Now, here we are reading about the story of King Saul. King was a king. Now, Saul was a king. When Saul was elected, he was anointed by Samuel, because God told Samuel that you need to go and elect or anoint someone whom I have chosen to be the king. Now Saul was a king. As Saul was continuing as a king, there were things he did. He rebelled against God. He did not listen to God. Now there were times where God spoke to Saul that, Saul, go and kill, don't leave anything. But because, you know, Saul, when he went there, he saw things which were good and he took them. He wanted to use them. But in return, he said, I realize God needs these things. But God said, kill. When God tells you something, when he says you must kill, when he says you must leave sin, you must leave those sin. Alright. We are going to continue. Let me just say the song by Tlingiyo Mtlaba. Just enjoy this song. It's saying Ungipete Gatle Standwa, performing live. Ungipete meaning you have treated me the way you are holding me, my love. You have, meaning he was referring that God is his love. Now enjoy this song by Tlingiyo Mtlaba. You're still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. The name of the show is called Strings, Heels and Talk with Kokecho Mkanzi. I'm just standing in for this young man. We're saying Ungipete Gatle Standwa by Tlingiyo Mtlaba. They are calling him as Judas Atete Queen. I want to listen to his song. I want to listen to her song when she was singing with Tobegile, and she said, we are Sijudla Satequini, meaning we are the giant of Tequini, because they are, you know, God gave them the body, you know. All right, let me just leave that. By profession, she is a teacher. She's not just a musician. When I found out, they said she's not just a musician, but she's a teacher. Now, music can heal you. Music can restore your heart. Just enjoy this song.
Yabo ngamo yonwe Ngikhilege uhamba nami Emangani sanguwe kulendela Ekuphetheka se sanza Yabo Let's go. yabonga mo yongwele ngitsilege uhamba nami emangani zwanguwe kulendela ulethe kahle khanya zami yabonga mo yongwele ngitsilege uhamba nami emangani zwanguwe kulendela wazwamphathakahle khanya zami uphethe kahle moyo ngwele uphethe kahle thandwa sami yabonga moyo ngwele ngisileke uhamba nami emangaliswa nguwe kulendela
wangipata kahle sithandwa sami. That is Hlengiwe Mhlaba, the woman knows from Durban. He's saying wangipata kahle sithandwa sami. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. All right, let me remind you once again. Today is the 2nd of February 2019. Now, we are just left with a few hours or few days to our soul winning campaign. We left with 21 days and 01 hours and 14 minutes. And 20 seconds to Takane will be there. The date is, let me just remind you, for in case you never saw the poster, but the poster is available on all our website. It's available on By the Grace. It's on available on www.bythegrace.org. It's also available on www.radio.bythegrace.org. It's also available on www.johnmamabolo.org. Now, it's saying, 22 to 24 February 2019, we will be at a place called Takane. The street is 29106 Malandela Street, Extension 12 in Takane. Now, it's saying, By the Grace Ministry is presenting to you Soul Winning Campaign under the title of saying your faith has healed you. Now, on Friday, we're going to start at 1800 CAT, Central African Time, and on Saturday we start at the very same time. On Sunday we start at 10. But what I like about this is those who can't be with us there live, you can join us on radio, the same station that you are listening at. You will be able to hear all the service there. For more info, they said Pastor D. Maepa on the number 078-158-18 52. And then there's a helpline there, which is 083-800-9814. So you can find us there. We're just saying 21 days to go on assignment. Your faith has healed you. You are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Okay, let's just do this as we are gonna continue. It's saying, in your name. In your name, that is Ada. Just enjoy this song. But before we do that, let me just remind you who we are. For in case if you've forgotten.
Oh, Enda, we favor man. Nara Dre, I will buy the great ministry. Don't be there like one of Haina.
We are grabbed by the grace radio number 3, Sierra Gas Street, Rubber Ridge, Extension 2, La Midre, 1685.
Now, Radio, those of the DAB, Mr. Auditamin, Chavalina.
By the grace radio station, it's here to bring hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul.
And who are Paman? We don't need to go near our follower cannot teach the Saradu. I want to lay a guard.
Yeah, I'm going to teach a monogram 0732692731. We're going to WhatsApp. We are in 083-289-4658. We're
going to www.radio.bythegrace. The song is just saying, in your name. Just enjoy this song.
Yeah.
told you that is Ada, he's saying in your name. I hope you are wearing your dancing shoes. We were dancing saying, Ada, he was saying in your name. That is Ada. What an anointed woman from Nigeria. She was saying everything in your name. Now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for a soul. Strings, Heals and Talk, that is the name of the show. Strings, Heals and Talk, that is the name of the show. And the station is By the Grace Radio. Let me remind you, if you want to interact with me, I must remind you, you must not forget. +2783289465 that is our WhatsApp number. You can send us WhatsApp. What you can do is you can also call us using 2894658 for international listeners. South Africa, you just say 0832894658. Our email address is radio@bythegrace.org. radio@bythegrace.org. On the subject line, you can just write Strings, Heals and Talk. And then you write whatever you want to write. Or you can go to our website. Our website, we are www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you go to button that is called Contact Us. But immediately when you log into our page, you will see on the right-hand side of your screen, there's a big number written, Speak to Us. You just click that button. It will ask you to put your name, your email address. You can continue to chat to me right now in the studio. Or you go to Contact Us, it's saying there is an address, which is our address, and there's a JAB studio number, there's office number, there's fax number. Those who having fax, you can fax us. Or you go to Skype, we are BTGM Radio, or you click there, it's saying email. What it will do, it will take you to your email directly, where the subject line will be there. You just write your news. Or you just click where it's saying WhatsApp. When you click there, it will take you directly to a WhatsApp without saving the number. Or you just click where it says click here to message a presenter. It will ask you what to do there. Or you can just write on the right-hand side, there is a email form where you put your name. You just click there on title. It will ask you to select. If you are a doctor, you select doctor. If you are Mr., you select Mr. If you are Mrs., you select Mrs. If you are Miss, you select Mrs. And then you put your name, your surname, contact number, email address, subject line. When you click on subject line, it said live on air, contact presenter, general, quick, and you write your message. And I will read your message. If it's your comment, I will read it. If your question, I'll also check and see if it need to be read or live. Now we are continuing. We read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16. Verse number 1, where the Bible tells us God spoke to Samuel. He said to Samuel, the Lord said to Samuel, how long will you feel sorry for Saul? I have rejected him as a king of Israel. Fill your horn with oil and go to Bethlehem. I'm sending you to Jesse who live in Bethlehem, because I have chosen one of his sons to be the new king. That's what I'm saying. That was a conversation God had with Samuel. He said to Samuel, go and select a new king, because I have rejected Saul. So I want to tell you this afternoon or this evening, you mustn't be in a point where you are going to be rejected by God. But there are things which will make you to be rejected by God. There are things which will make you to be substituted. So you don't have, we praying, you must not be substituted. You know, we are in a field, we are running. We are in a field, we are playing a football. So you must not do something that will make you to be a substituted. Now remember here, King Saul was going to be substituted because he was rejected by God. So you must be careful this afternoon, you are not rejected by God. Now let me read 1 Samuel 15 verse number. I will show you. It's just saying how long. It's saying, Saul had stopped following me, so I'm sorry that I made him king. He is not doing what I tell him. Samuel became angry and cried to the Lord all night. You know, God is telling Samuel again, he said, Saul has stopped following me, and I feel sorry why I have made king. So you mustn't make God feel sorry why he selected you. Because now, when you read in the book of Genesis, it tells us exactly God said to angels, he said, I'm sorry why I have made a man. To listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now, I tell you, you must not be substituted. You know, being substituted, it's very, 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 very difficult. And I pray, may you not be substituted by God. And the Bible says, after that, Samuel never saw Saul again. Samuel was very sad for Saul. And the Lord was very sorry that he had made Saul king of Israel. God was very sorry that he had made Saul king. Alright, let's just go to a break with the song. The song is by Ayanda Ntandi. She's just saying hallelujah, sia good to me. Just enjoy this song.
Hallelujah.
I told you that is Ayanda Ntsadi saying hallelujah siyakudumisa. Hallelujah siyakudumisa. And hallelujah is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise. You are still listening to Body Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people, whatever it takes for the soul. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I'm standing in for Kokecho Mkanzi. Strings, Heals and Talk, that is the name of the show. And the time is exactly 7:05, which is 5:07 CAT, Central African Time. We are in the last segment of the show. We are in the last segment of the show, as we're saying, Siyakudumisa. Hallelujah is the highest praise. I just want to welcome again those who have just tuned in now. I welcome you. I'm saying to you, feel welcome. We love you and we appreciate your listening. We are reading in the book. We read in the book of Samuel chapter 16 verse number 1. And we went to Samuel 15:11. Now we are in Samuel 15:35 where we read. And then now we're going to Jeremiah 7:16. As for you, Jeremiah, don't pray for these of people of Judah. Don't beg for them or pray for them. Don't beg me to help them. I will not listen to your prayer for them. Now, reason why I'm reading this. Remember I told you when God said to Samuel, I want you to go and elect or anoint a new king. Because I am regretting why did I choose Saul as a king. I tell to you, you must not allow or you must not be in a position where people will make you to be substituted by God. You know, being substituted by God, it's very tough. It's not an easy thing. And I pray that it must not happen to you. You know, the people who are saying, my church is carrying 4,000 people. But I ask myself a question. Is that your church? Is that your church? All right, let me continue. We're going to verse number 2. Listen to what it says. But Samuel said, if I go, Saul will hear the news and try to kill me. Now, Samuel is trying to argue with God. God told him, I have rejected Saul as a king of Israel. I want you to go and anoint another king. So he said to him, make sure you fill your horn with oil and go to Bethlehem. Now, I want to tell you, if you do something making God be angry, now, what is going to happen? God is going to substitute you. Now, somebody from somewhere, he's going to take where you left. Now, you need to be careful. I pray this evening, this afternoon, may God not substitute you. You know, to be substituted by God, it's very painful. You must make sure you are in a good books with God. You must not do something that will make you to be in a wrong books with God. Alright, let me continue reading now. I was telling you verse number 2, it said, Saul said to God, if I go. Samuel said to God, if I go, Saul will hear this and try to kill me. Okay. The Lord said, go to Bethlehem. Take your young calf with you and tell them, I have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. That's what God is responding to Samuel. Samuel said, but if I go, King Saul will kill me. But God said, go. Go. God said, go. God said, go. All right. I'm going to verse number 3. It's saying, invite Jesse to the sacrifice. Then I will show you what to do. You must anoint the person I saw you. God is continuing interacting with Samuel. He said, when you go there, you must invite Jesse. And I, the Lord, I will tell you whom to anoint. Many times we do things because we just see this person can do this, but it's not what God sees. God sees the heart. Many times we elect people into the positions because we see they will fit the standard, but it's not what God is looking at. Okay, 1 Samuel 9:12-13. The young woman answered, "Yes, the stair is here. He is just up the road. He came to town today. Some people are meeting together today to share in a fellowship offering at the place of worship. So go into town and you will find him. If you hurry, you can catch him before he goes up to eat at the place for worship. The stair blessed the sacrifice." So the people hold, began eating until he get there. "If you hurry, you can find him." Alright. That one you can read the whole chapter if you are alone. 2 Samuel 15:11. Absalom invited 200 men to go with him. They left Jerusalem with him, but they did not know what he was planning. Now, why? The Bible says, God said, "Invite Jesse to the sacrifice. Then I will show you what to do. You must anoint the person I show you." You must not just anoint anybody, but you must anoint the person that I show you. The person I show. The person that I show you. You must anoint that person. Alright. Now, Acts 9:6. "Get up now and go into the city. Someone there will tell you what you must do." Now, in Acts 9:6, it tells that was the time when God was when Saul was persuading the children of God, and he was when he was on the road, the clouds, just the thunderstorm, just made him somehow. All right. Now we go into verse 4. It says, "Samuel did what the Lord told him to do, and went to Bethlehem. The elders of Bethlehem shook with fear. They met Samuel and asked, 'Do you come in peace?'" Now, the elders of Bethlehem, they knew when they see the prophet, either God is not happy. When they see the prophet, either the prophet is bringing the good news or is bringing the bad news. Now, the prophet is a person who is not taking side. The prophet is someone who is listening to God, who does not do things to favor them. You know, we have people who are the prophets, but they do things in order to favor them. When they tell you something, they tell you something in order to favor them. Now, these elders, when they saw Samuel, they said, "Do you come in peace?" Alright, let's read 1 Samuel 21:1. It said, "Then David left and Jonathan went back to the town. David went to the town named Nob to see Abimelech the priest. Abimelech went out to meet David. He was afraid of David and asked, 'Why are you here? Why isn't anyone with you?'" Alright. Let's carry on 5. It said, "Samuel answered, 'Yes, I come in peace. I come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Prepare yourself and come to the sacrifice with me.' Samuel prepared Jesse and his sons. Then he invited them to come and share the sacrifice." Alright. Let me just remind you, you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and souls of the people. Okay. I'm just going to play the song by Elijah Koyelende. It's saying, "Awesome God." Awesome God. Enjoy this song.
Let me honor all the men.
awesome God, you are holy. That is Elijah Oyelenle. The song is saying, awesome God, you are faithful. For Kokejo, we sing Strings, Heels, and Talk. And we are continuing. We are continuing, as I told you, we are continuing. And we read in the book of 1 Samuel. That's where we read this evening. And we are continuing once again. We are in the last segment of the show. We are just left with some, half an hour with some minutes or so, where we are going to sign off. And but we are continuing. All right. We are continuing. Let's just do this. Now, we read in the 1 Samuel chapter 1, 1 Samuel 16 verse number 1, we read, now we are in verse number 5, where Samuel answered, yes, I come with peace. I come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Prepare yourself and come to the sacrifice with God. In other words, we are saying you should prepare yourself. You can't just go to God, bringing something to God or doing sacrifice to God, if you are not prepared. So what does it mean? When you read 1 Corinthians 11:28, before you eat the bread and drink the cup, you should examine your own attitude. Before you go to God to give God your sacrifice, you must make sure you examine your own attitude. Because some people, their attitude is very wrong. When they go and give God sacrifice, their attitude is very wrong. You mustn't go to God with the wrong attitude. You mustn't go and give God offering with the wrong attitude. You must make sure you examine yourself. You must make sure you examine yourself. You check. How are you? You check. How are you? Right. Joel 2:16 said, bring the people together, call for a special meeting. Bring together the old men, the children, and the small babies still at their mother's breast. Let the bride and a new husband come from their bedroom. All right. Let's continue. Now, verse number 6, it said, when Jesse and his son arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely this is the man who the Lord has chosen. Remember, as they all came together, Jesse's family and the leaders of Bethlehem, they were all there as they were, Samuel invited them to come for the sacrifice. That is what God told Samuel to do. Now, the Bible tells us here, when Jesse and his sons arrived, Samuel saw Eliab. Eliab was the son of Jesse. He was the firstborn. But when Samuel saw him, he said, surely this is the man who the Lord has chosen. Now listen to 1 Samuel. Jesse, 3 older son, went with Saul to the hall. The first son was Eliab, the second son was Abinadab, and the third was Shammah. Okay? Now that's what I'm telling you. Eliab was the first son. But when Samuel saw Eliab, the way Eliab was, he was a man who was with the six-pack, with the, you know, those people who are pulling the at the gym, they end up being having these muscles. Like that guy who is, I don't know, is it John Cena or, you know, he was like those guys. But when Samuel saw him, he said, surely this is the man whom the Lord has chosen. Okay, surely this is the man whom the Lord has chosen. But now, let's continue. Let's continue. Let's go to verse number 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, Eliab is tall and handsome, but don't judge by things like that. God doesn't look at what people see. People judge by what is on their outside, but the Lord looks at the hearts. Eliab is not the right man. That's what, when God is responding to to Samuel. He said, But the Lord said to Samuel, Eliab is tall and handsome. As I told you, this man, he was tall and handsome. As I told you, he had the muscles. But don't judge by things like that. Don't judge by what you see. Don't judge by things like that. Hore, this man on a lady muscle, kapa, this man can sing, or this man can preach, or this man can do 1, 2, 3, 4. The Bible says God does not look at what people see. Alright? God does not look at what people see. Alright. I'm gonna say the song by Judith Sipuma saying, Oh Jesus. Just enjoy this song.
Jesus, oh,
Father, you are the Lord. Oh, Jesus. That is Judith Sipuma. She's saying, oh, Jesus. We worship you. We thank you. And now you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. That is Judith Sipuma. She's saying, oh, Jesus, we bless your name. Jesus, we worship you and we give you the praise. You are listening to Strings, Hills and Talk with Kokecho Favor Mkanzi Mwabelo. He called himself KK, initials for which is from the name Kokecho. There are two K's there, that's why he said KK. Now, we continue reading. Let me just remind you, we are left with 25 minutes to close our show. If you want to interact with me, let me just remind you, 00273289465, that's our WhatsApp number. If you are international, you just say 00273289465, or you can just say +27832894658. In South Africa, you just say 08328-94658. You can just say radio@bythegrace.org. That's our email. Or you can even send us a fax on 086-658-7038. Or you can go to Skype. You just say BTGM Radio. Or you can just go to Facebook. We are BTGM, which is we are By the Grace Radio on Facebook. You just type By the Grace Radio. When you are there, you like our page, you can send us a messenger there, or you can even go to our website, which is www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you go to on left right hand side of your screen, there is a speak to us. You just type it, click it, it will take you where you can put your email address and your name. You continue chatting to us this evening. Now remember, we read in the book of 1 Samuel 16, verse number 1, when David was anointed as a king. There was a king by the name of Saul, but Saul did not listen to God. And now God substituted him. God rejected him. I'm saying this evening, this afternoon, you must not be rejected by God. Don't do something that will sabotage, or don't do something that will change the gospel altogether. Don't do something doing things, neglecting God. Whatever you do, you must make sure you invite God. I tell people, if somebody is saying, I'm a pastor, I'm called, I first ask you a question, who called you? If you tell me you don't know, you are called by people, and then just leave what you're doing. Because that's why you see we have a lot of things happen. That's why you see people, they even sell the gospel. But I pray you may not be substituted by God. Now we are in a stadium, we are playing the football. We are in a stadium, we are running a marathon. So I pray you must not be substituted by God. Don't do something which will force God to substitute you. Now that's where we are reading. Now we are reading in, we were in verse number 7 of 1 Samuel 16 when God said to Samuel, Eliab is tall and handsome, but don't judge by things like that. God does not look at what people see. Let me tell you, God does not look at what people see. If people, they see you as like you are tall, or you know how to speak, it means or you can be the pastor of the church. It's not what God looks. Now many times we as pastors, we end up being ordaining someone because of what we see. But the Bible says God does not see at that. Don't judge a person by what you see. That's what God doesn't look at what people see. Now, God does not look at what people see. What people see on me, maybe it's not what God see. People judge by what is on the outside. People, they judge me what is on the outside. But the Lord look at the heart. Eliab is not the right man. Alright, listen to Proverbs 31:30. Grace and beauty can fool you. Grace and beauty can fool you, but a woman who respects the Lord should be praised. That's why I'm saying God does not look at what people see. And people judge by what is on their outside. Now in the proverb it says, grace and beauty, meaning the way the person is, it must not fool you. But the woman who respects God, she will be praised. Now, we are continuing. Let's read 2 Samuel 14:25. People really bragged about how good looking Absalom was. No man in Israel was as handsome as Absalom. Every part of his body was perfect from his head to his feet. That's what they say. But I want to tell you, God does not look at what people see. People, they can see what, when you are handsome, you are, every part of the body is beautiful. It means you can be the good pastor. Maybe because you are tall, or maybe you are fat, you can be a good pastor. God does not look at what people see. Now let's go to verse number 8. Then. Alright, before we go there, let's read John 7:24. Stop judging by the way things look. Be fair and judge by what is really right. Alright, 2 Corinthians 10:7. You must look at the facts before you. If you feel sure you belong to Christ, you must remember that we belong to Christ the same as you do. Number 10. Some people say Paul's letters are powerful and sound important, but when he is with us, he is weak and the worst speaker you have ever heard. Alright, let's go to verse number 8. He said, then Jesse called his second son Abimelech. Abimelech walked by Samuel, but Samuel said, no, this is not the man whom the Lord chose. Now, Abimelech was the second son as he walked there. But Samuel said, no, this is not. Okay. Abimelech was the second son. But Samuel said, no, this is not the man whom the Lord chose. Number 9. Then Jesse told Sama to walk by Samuel. But Samuel said, no, the Lord did not choose this man either. The Lord did not choose this man either. Listen to number 10. Jesse showed 7 of his sons to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of this man. Alright. Let me just say, okay. Let me just do this. When we come back, we will continue with what we were talking about. I just want you to. I'm going to play this song that is saying, "Let It Rain" by David G. And after this song, we will continue. And we are just left with 17 minutes to sign off. It is indeed an uplifting show. It is indeed a strings, heels, and talk show. I can feel it. Let's just say David G, "Let It Rain."
The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling everywhere. The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling in your life. The rain of the Holy Ghost is falling in your home. Let it rain. Let it rain. If you need the rain, come on, say it. Let it rain. Oh, let it rain. Everybody say, let it rain right now. Let it rain. Hey, let it rain. Say, let it rain, come on. Let it rain.
who needs the rain, come on, say,
let it rain.
Okay, the song is just saying, let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain. The song was just saying, let it rain. And you are still listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul. In other words, he does not refer to the physical rain that we know. He's referring to a spiritual rain. Let it rain in your life. Let it rain in your heart now. I pray may it flow in your heart. May it flow in your soul. Now, he's not referring to the rain that has been raining for the past days or so. Let it rain. So now, we are about to close the show, but before we do that, let me just go to verse number 11. Then he asked Jesse, are these all your sons? Meaning, remember, seven sons all came. Seven of them came. And the Bible tells us, then he asked. Then he asked. Then he asked. Are these all the sons you have? Jesse answered, no. I have another son, my youngest, but he is out taking care of the sheep. Samuel said, Send for him, bring him here. We won't sit down to eat until he arrives. Now remember, seven of them came. Seven of them, they were brought together for Samuel to choose. But Samuel said, no, it's not. Are they all finished? Now Jesse said, no, there's one who is the youngest of them all. She's very young. She's there taking care of the sheep. Now in other words, they didn't care about him. But they didn't know they were preparing him for something. They didn't know. They thought he's just taking care of sheep. But God was preparing him. He knew he's going to be able to take care of the people of Israel. He's going to be able to take care of the people of Israel. The song is just saying, let it rain. All right. Number 12. Jesse sent someone to get his youngest son. The son was a good-looking, healthy young man. He was very handsome. The Lord said to Samuel, get up and anoint him. He's the one. Remember, when Eliab comes, Eliab was what? Listen what the Bible says. When Eliab comes, Eliab was tall and he was handsome. Okay? Eliab was tall, but he was handsome. Okay, he had all the qualities. When you look at a body, you will say, yeah, but this one is right. But when this young man David comes, the Bible says This son was good, looking, healthy, young man. He was very handsome, very handsome. The Lord said, Saul, get up and anoint him. He is the one. Get up and anoint him. He is the one. Let me repeat myself. Get up and anoint him. He is the one. Lamentation 4:7, it said. Lamentation number 4, verse 7, it said. As we are about to close up. As we are about to close. It just says, some of the men of Judah were dedicated to God in a special way. They were very pure. They were whiter than snow and whiter than milk. Their bodies were red like coral and their beards like sharpie stone. All right. Now, it's not everyone who is called by God to be the pastor. We are all called, but it's not everyone who's called by God to be the pastor. All right. Now, the Bible tells us God said to him, stand up and anoint him. He is the one. Stand up and anoint him. He is the one. So listen to Song of Song 5:10. My lover is tanned and radiant. He won't stand out among 10,000 men. Meaning my lover is, that was the man addressing the lover, saying the way she is. The way she is. Alright. Alright. Let's go to verse number 13. Samuel took the horn with the oil in it and poured the special oil on Jesse's youngest son in front of his brothers. The Spirit of the Lord came on David with great power from that day on. Then Samuel went back home to Ramah. The Spirit of the Lord came to David with great power on that day. I'm praying, may the Holy Spirit come to you with a great power this day. And the Bible says, then Samuel went back to Ramah. When you read Samuel 10:1, it said, Samuel took a jar of the special oil and poured the oil on Samuel's head, on Saul's head. Samuel kissed Saul and said, the Lord has anointed you to be the leader over the people you belong to. You belong to him. You will control the people. You will save them from the enemies that are all around them. He has anointed you to be ruler over his people. Here is a sign that will prove this is true. When Samuel finished anointing him, the Holy Spirit came to him in power. Now, we are going to close this show this evening so we can allow the next show time to meditate to carry on. Okay. I just want to welcome you to send your comment. If you want to send a comment about this show, you are welcome to do so by sending us a WhatsApp note to the number I gave you, which is 2783-289-4658. You are welcome to write your WhatsApp notes to write a comment about the show, and we really appreciate it. But we thank God for what God has done. The name of the show, Strings, Heels, and Talk, Let It Rain. Let It Rain. The time is exactly 5:55. Now I'm just gonna pave way for the next show, Time to Meditate. I wanna thank each and everyone who have been listening to me for this full 2 hours. We thank God for what God was doing. We thank God for the grace of God. And may the grace of God, may the favor of God pour upon your hearts. May the Holy Spirit fill you this afternoon, this evening, so you will be a different person. And I pray, may you become a different person in the name of Jesus. I pray, may you become a different person this evening. Let it rain in your life. Let it rain in your family. And I love you, and I thank you very much for tuning in. I thank you very much for being with me. And we're just paving a way for as I told you, we're paving way for time to meditate. But I think I must leave you with this song. I think I must leave you with this song. I think so. I think so, and I think so. I thank God. The song is just saying, I am. Okay. What must I do? Which song must I leave you with? Yeah, I don't know. But I want to leave you with the song as we are closing. I'm paving in for time to meditate. The time is exactly 3 minutes to CAT, Central African Time. Okay, but I don't want, I mustn't leave you with the song. Okay, I'm leaving you with the song that is sung, Lord, I lift your name higher. Just enjoy this song.